This is In Season and Out of Season, a Bible teaching ministry with Father Tom DiLorenzo.
Good day, it's Father Tom and Anthony today. Do you know that you're loved with an everlasting love? Do you know that the cross tells us this is love poured out upon you and upon me? The cross tells us there is union with God through the cross of Jesus Christ by the power of his blood. Do you know that your hands have been written in the nail prints of Jesus' hands? Your name has been written. You are loved with an everlasting love. Do you know that sign language means this? When your index finger touches your hand and the other index finger touches your hand like Jesus' scars, that's Jesus, love poured out. Do you know that today? It is love poured out on the cross. It is love with an everlasting love that goes beyond words. It's all about the love of God being poured into our hearts by the Holy Spirit that was given to us. Oh, how we need to preach the gospel of love and repentance and the power of God. But today we're going to center on the love of God poured out upon us through the Holy Spirit that was given to us. Do you know you are loved with an everlasting love? Go to your mirror in the bathroom and tell the person you see you are loved with an everlasting love, and you are mine. Not only are we loved, but we belong to Jesus Christ. Saint Paul fell to the ground, and the Lord spoke to him, "Saul, Saul, why do you persecute me?" To persecute those who belong to Christ, they persecute Christ himself. Who loved us so much that he gave his blood for you and me and us? How this message needs to be preached. How we need to hear the love of God poured out into our hearts by the Holy Spirit. We need to hear it over and over and over, because the world will try to convince us that we are in a pit and it's going to get worse. No, we are in the heavenlies and we are loved by the Lord Jesus Christ. We are loved through his blood. We are loved. David Wilkerson one day was preaching to people that were non-Christians. They belonged to a gang. And the man said to David Wilkerson, "I'm going to kill you and I'm going to let your blood fall to the ground." And David said, "Every drop that falls to the ground will tell you I love you because Jesus died for you." Isn't that marvelous? Every drop of blood that falls to the ground will say, "I love you," because Jesus on the cross loved us and loved us 100%.
Greater love has no one than this, than to lay down one's life for his friends. You are my friends if you do what I command you. No longer do I call you servant, for a servant does not know what his master is doing. But I have called you friends, for all that I have learned from my Father, I have made known to you. You know, God created the universe for humans, but he created you and me for himself. He created us to be in an intimate love relationship with God. even as we look outside. Every flower, every cloud, every ray of sun, every chirping of the bird, that's an I love you from God. That's a communication of the love language of heaven. And God wants us to enter this divine union with him, that we see God in everything and that we love God in every part of our day. To those who received him, believed in his name, he gave the right to become a child of God. When you received Jesus, you became the Father's child. And when you became a child of God, you received the Father's inheritance of a new life in the power of the Holy Spirit, of healing, of heaven, of power. The power of God, when it's displayed, is the love of God. The only thing lacking in anyone's life, it's not resources, it's not money, it's not food, because God can give everyone that. It's the love of God. It's being separated from God and not receiving his love. Because when we receive Jesus and let the Holy Spirit overshadow us, like he overshadowed our Blessed Mother, then God begins to heal every wound in our heart. He knows every freckle on your face, every hair on your head. And God's desire is to fill you with his love, to make you his child, to take care of you as your father. And all we got to do is say, yes, Abba.
Yes, Abba, we want your love, the love poured out upon Calvary. We want your love. We need your love. In order to proclaim the gospel, we need to experience the love of God so that we can proclaim the love of God. That's what's necessary. You don't get converts by telling them you're a sinner. You get converts by telling them that God loves you and he wants to heal you and he wants to forgive you. But we must center upon the love of God. It's not that we are sinners. We are sinners. But we are loved by God with an everlasting love. Do you know that today? That your sin has been forgiven through the blood of Jesus, through the love of God. Every drop of the blood of Jesus says, I love you. Every drop of the blood of Jesus says, I love you. And you know, we need that love. We need that love. We've been on the radio 40 years and we've been proclaiming for 40 years the love of God poured out upon Calvary. This is real. This is real. People will say, I don't deserve it. That's right. You don't deserve it. I neither do I deserve it.
What do we deserve, Father?
We deserve hell. Thanks be to God that Jesus gave his life for us. Thanks be to God that he said, it is finished. It is finished. And poured out his love upon us through his precious blood. Thanks be to God that we are more than conquerors through Jesus who has loved us. Thanks be to God that we are called to present our bodies as a living sacrifice of praise through the love of Jesus and to the love of Jesus.
Jesus said, no one who comes to me will I ever reject. Jesus has never rejected one person, but we have the choice to reject God. You see, when we go to the throne of God, we're going to go down our life and we're all going to be guilty of sin. We're all going to deserve hell. But Jesus came and he took the punishment for each and every one of our sins. And because of that, our inheritance is heaven. When my parents pass away, they're going to leave me a house, and that's going to be my inheritance. The only way I cannot receive my inheritance is to say no, to reject it. The only way to not receive heaven is to reject Jesus, to reject his love, to reject his commandments, to reject what God wants to do in our life today. God is the eternal now. He's not the God of tomorrow. He's not the God of yesterday. Right now, all God's power, all of his love, all of his grace, all of his healing is available to you. And God had you put the radio on right now because we're speaking to you. Because Jesus wants to do something for you right now. Jesus wants to cover you in his blood, give you a new life, take you deeper in the power of the Holy Spirit. All he needs you to do is let go and let Jesus not only be your Savior, but your King. For I know the plans I have for you, declares the Lord. Jesus has plans for your life, but he has plans for your day today. And when it comes to God, it's not about doing, it's about being with God. God doesn't need us to do anything for him. He needs us to love him and be with him. But when we understand how to be with Jesus, then our hearts are so overfilled with love and the power of the Holy Spirit is poured out upon us that we can't help but doing the works of God. We can't help but doing and proclaiming God's love. But it starts with just being with God and letting him fill you up in the power of the Holy Spirit.
The love of God poured out through the cross of Jesus Christ. I was hungry and you gave me food because we're loved by God. We respond that way. I was thirsty and you gave me drink because we are loved by God and we respond that way. I was in prison and you visited me. That's why, because we're loved by God, we do these things. We need to do these things to tell people about the love of Jesus. It's not only for us, it's for everyone. I remember a little boy, he was sitting in the grocery wheel, that's whatever that's called, to wheel groceries. He was sitting with his legs down and he saw a little child crying. And the little boy said to his mother, "Can I tell him that Jesus loves him?" This was an innocent little kid, about 5 years old. He saw someone weeping. "Can I tell him that Jesus loves him?" A friend of mine said to me, and it shocked me, that I was the first one to tell her that Jesus loved her. I said, "No, it can't be that way." She says, "It is. No one ever told me that Jesus loved me. Only you started to tell me. And now I've received the love of God." And she goes out doing the works of God because she received the love of God. How we need to receive the love of God poured out into our hearts by the Holy Spirit. The love of God is being poured out into your heart by the Holy Spirit that has been given to us. Romans 5:5. It's real. Sometimes it feels like liquid love. In my conversion, I felt liquid love. Never before had I experienced liquid love. But God was loving me and gave me the grace to receive that love. It's a grace to receive the love of God. You see, we're all worthy of hell. But Jesus took our place on the cross. He took your place. He took my place on the cross. And he became sin for us. He became sin for us. The one who had never sinned became sin for us, so that we might be the righteousness of God in Christ. It's all about Jesus. It's not about me. It's not about Anthony. It's not about you. It's all about Jesus and his wonderful love for you. You say, I never feel the love of God. Well, look at a crucifix and say to yourself, this is God's love poured out for me. This is God's love poured out for me. I love the word pour, poured out. How we need that God would pour out his love upon us so that we would become new creations. The scripture says, anyone in Christ is a new creation. The old has passed away. Behold, the new has come. What has made us new creation? The love of God poured out, and our repentance, repenting of our sin. I tell you, not very many people talk about repentance, but yet we are called to repent. On the day of Pentecost, not only did they believe in Jesus, but they were called to repent of their sins before the Holy Spirit came. We have a sacrament called the sacrament of confession or penance. And in that sacrament, the Holy Spirit washes us clean through the blood of Jesus. This is real. This is holy. This is real. Do you know that today? That you are not alone. The Lord is in you, with you, for you, and his love is for you, through you, in you. God bless you and continue to receive that love.
So we don't go to heaven because we're good. We go to heaven because God is good and Jesus gave us that gift. In your life, if someone has given you the greatest gift you could ever want, maybe $1 million, $1 billion, which is all nothing because money will come and go, but the gift of eternal life is forever. But if someone did give you a great gift, our response was just to be thankful. And that's what God wants us to do. God wants us to be thankful children because of what Jesus did for us. And when we live in thanksgiving, we live in Christ. When we live in gratefulness, we live in joyfulness. When we keep our eyes on God, we can walk on water. When we put our eyes upon ourselves, we begin to sink. Jesus wants you to enter into this love story where he is constantly overshadowing you with the love of the Spirit. You know, sometimes when we don't feel the love of God, it means that Jesus is resting within us. And when we do feel that feeling of love, Jesus is active within us. But no matter what, Jesus is within us and he's doing something for you day by day. We may be preaching to lots of people, but God has his broadcast on as if we are speaking to you alone, because Jesus loves you as if you are the only person in this world. Jesus would die for you as if you were the only person in the world. Jesus sees you and he knows you and he cares so intimately about everything going on in your life. You are so important to the Lord Jesus Christ. He loves you so much. And he's just saying, my child, let me in. There's many of you might be a mom or a dad or a grandparent, but when God sees you, he sees you as his child.
Children of God, those who believe in him, He gave the power to become children of God. Do you know that you're a child of God? Do you know that the child of God will be taken care of by God, by Jesus, by the Holy Spirit? He takes care of us. Yesterday I had a friend that I haven't seen in years because he lives in another state. He and his wife and three children are totally given over to Jesus Christ. He found that love at Holy Rosary, and he continues with that love in the state that he lives in. He knows the love of God. His wife said, "Without the love of God, I have no place to turn. Without the love of God, I have nothing to give. Without the love of God, I am nothing." And they are living a Christian life. I tell you, I was so edified by this family, so edified that they have given their life over to Jesus. And you know what? Sometimes it wasn't easy. But as the woman said to me, "Where else are we going to go? We have everything when we have Jesus." They needed a house. He does music for the church, and the church gave him a house by the water, and he pays rent, but not much rent. This is God's provision in love for him. This is God's provision of love for him and for her and for their family.
My God will provide all of my needs according to his riches and glory in Christ Jesus. Every person in this world is looking for the love of God. Every person doing drugs on the street, every person in the nightclub, every person overworking 16 hours a day, they're all just looking for the love of God. I remember when I encountered the love of God for the first time in Holy Rosary. Suddenly, I understood why I was created. Suddenly, I understand that God infinitely loved me. And that love was an encounter, and it forever changed me. But you see, God needed to use a vessel, because God uses vessel. And he used Father Tom, and he used Maria, and he used people to communicate and relay and to speak that love of God into my life, to lay hands on me and let me experience the power of God. Maybe right now God is using us to speak that to you, but God wants you to be that vessel to speak it to others. If not you, then who? Today, let God fill you with his love and his power, and then go out and release what you received. Release what you received, because there is no greater miracle, no greater thing you could ever experience than letting someone encounter the love of God through the witness and the power of your life.
We were at the espousal retreat house, and the outpouring of the Spirit came upon a woman. Her life was completely changed. She spoke to me and said, "Well, someone would go out and proclaim that children need to be saved from the womb. Someone must do it." I said, "You're the someone, because there's no one else going to do it. You're the someone." And she did it for years and continues to do it in her house with women that are pregnant. You see, but it wouldn't have happened if she didn't experience that love of God. She was so loved that she couldn't move. The only thing she could do was weep for joy. And she knew something else. She knew she had to go to confession. The Spirit of God told her these things. That's the love of God. How we need that love of God. Little one, do not be afraid. Do not fear. I have come to tell you today that I love you with an everlasting love. I have come to tell you today that you are mine and I am yours. I have come to tell you today that all that you have has been given to you by grace. I have come to tell you today, you cannot earn the love of God. You must receive the love of God, poured out from the cross and from the power of his resurrection. God bless you.
This has been In Season and Out of Season with Father Tom DiLorenzo. And remember that this ministry is supported only by the donations of listeners, so please help as the Lord leads you. Father Tom DiLorenzo, P.O. Box 602, East Boston, Mass. 02128. In Season and Out of Season.